Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben. And I've just put a banana in my mouth.
Yes, he has. And we got him real good. That's Matthew, everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Oh, excuse me.
There's a good reason for Matthew to be eating. It's because this house meeting that we've just recorded, we talk quite a lot about food, actually.
House meeting, house eating, more like.
Exactly right, Clarky.
Welcome to another episode of House Eating. Not a bad idea for a spin-off show, actually.
I know, and now that I'm just thinking about it, it's like we could do some kind of cookery effort where we do a special podcast where we record as we're cooking food for each other.
That's a great idea.
Worth a try.
This is, I really like the idea of
this.
Yeah,
I know, I think it'd be a real goer.
You know what? We can do it around Clarkie's. You've got some recording equipment there.
I do.
Let's do it. Let's do it for 2020.
It can be one of the Patreon specials. So if you are a listener and you enjoy, then get onto Patreon. It is patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare and become a friend of the show. Give some money and you'll get some bonus footage.
Yeah, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Crucially, if you're not a listener and if you're not a listener but you do enjoy, then sure, get on board with the Patreon. If you're not a listener but you don't enjoy, don't bother.
And if you are a listener but you don't enjoy, have a think.
Then God bless you.
Have a bloody think
about yourself for a second, for goodness sakes. Right, so...
enjoy the house meeting. We hope it makes you as hungry as it made Crosby.
Yes, and don't forget, if you'd like to come and see us live, then you can see us on the 3rd of February at the Moth Club. Tickets are available from acast.com/live.
See you there, I hope.
And see you on the other side of this episode.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So,
hi.
Hello.
Here he is.
Here I am. So, right, the other day, I bought a bar of chocolates.
Okay.
Okay.
Treat yourself.
Well, it was a treat, exactly.
Like a conventional normal one, like a big one, like an evening one.
Like an evening one.
Evening bar of chocolate.
Here's the thing. This is, you're absolutely 100% right to say an evening bar of chocolate because... this is what happened. It's a bar of chocolate. It wasn't like the green and blacks. It was the co-op own brand.
Right. Okay.
But
bar of chocolate like four, we're talking like four blocks wide or three blocks wide.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about
it's like 100. It's like 100 grammar.
Yeah. It's 100, it's 100 grammar.
I like it being called an evening,
an evening bar,
bar
of chocolate. Well,
you're not eating it on the go.
No,
it's on the table in front of what you're watching.
Yeah. It's on the table. You're watching an episode of The Bachelor. You've got a glass of red wine. You're breaking off a little cube of dark chocolate. Oh, yes. Lovely bit of
or a glass of milk. That's what we do in our house.
Do you drink milk as well? Really?
If you're having
as well as wine.
No, if you with chocolate. You have
chocolate
a
milk. That's
a glass
very
of milk.
Right.
Oh, it's lovely.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Okay. Because I think. Okay. Here's the thing. I think milk, for me, isn't necessarily isn't my evening drink. Okay, and I appreciate it's very much a bedtime drink, milk. A lot of people go for, but
it's not the fact that it's an evening drink. It's a companion to the chocolate.
Right.
That's why it's there.
Right. Okay. So
if
could be doing it in the middle of the day.
If we're not eating a bar of evening chocolate, then we're not having a glass of milk.
Right. Okay. Got you.
It's a companion to chocolate.
Are you having a bit of dark chocolate, or is it with a milk chocolate?
Either.
Right. Because this is the problem. I unwrapped the bar.
Okay.
Uh oh.
And it was milk chocolate.
Wow.
And then suddenly I was like, oh, this isn't a sophisticated treat. This is Little Pig Boy. You know, this is like Little Piggy Boy eating a bar of milk chocolate.
You're You've become a chocolate snob.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, did I eat it? Of course I did.
Munch, munch.
Munch, munch was the...
Little pig boy.
Little pig boy.
Little pig boy munched it down.
Shoved it straight in his gob. Munch, 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 munch. I finished the whole thing. It was... Because it was like Himalayan sea salt and toffee. So it seemed like it was going to be like a sort of sophisticated dark chocolate. I just didn't read the label properly enough. I saw Himalayan sea salt and thought, this is snobby enough for me.
Yes.
When I got it out there, it was like, it's like I bought a Dairy Milk. And I think...
You know Himalayan sea salt?
Yes.
Are the Himalayas...
Salted.
Near the sea.
Well, Emma, by the way, is like... Wait, here's the...
Emma's got some reaction.
None of us knew the answer. Emma, can you give us... Yeah, you can...
It's Himalayan pink salt. It's not sea salt.
Right.
Himalayan pink salt.
Pink salt. So my question still stands. Are the Himalayas pink? Is Everest pink? Why not?
I don't... So it's not called Himalayan sea salt. It's called Himalayan pink salt.
Yes. It's pink salt.
It makes more sense, you're right, because... Anyway, it was Himalayan salt.
Himalayan salt.
But forget all of that. Do you reckon the Himalayan salt wasn't the problem.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, go on, what are you going to say, do you reckon?
Like, everyone go... Like, Himalayan pink salt is like a thing, right? Or Himalayan... Like, you think, oh, yeah.
Bit nice.
If you were doing a taste test, you'd be like, the Himalayan salt's better or more salty.
I could tell the difference between sea salt and sort of standard table salt, but I don't know if I could go... The next step.
Doesn't it supposed to have some kind of, it's not so much the taste as like the properties. It's supposed to be a bit better for you and have like more minerals and kind of all that business.
They've certainly gone to more effort.
It's come a long way.
Pink in it.
They've dyed it pink and they've trekked up a mountain.
They took it up the mountain and dyed it pink.
Oh yeah, they just get normal sort of.
It's normal salt.
Normal salt.
Pink up Mount Everest.
Whack it on a Sherpa's back, straight up there.
It has to go up and down.
It's got to go up and down.
It has to have been to the summit.
It's got to have been all the way to the summit. Then they whack a little bit of...
I'll tell you what, this salt really is summit. it just feels like one of those things, that, because it's just a thing, and you kind of go, well, yeah, have a bit of a Himalayan pink salt. You kind of go, you just assume that it's got to be great.
I do. I mean, I do use Himalayan pink salt on my breakfast in the morning.
On your breakfast?
What?
On my
your Frosties?
Not on the Frosties, no. Oh, you... Speaking of which,
just salty shreddies.
Speaking of which, the other day, I've got to start paying attention.
The same day,
different day.
Mate.
I bought my shreddies. I went to eat a bowl of shreddies.
Oh yeah,
I bought frosted shreddies.
Whoa!
Why am I buying all this kiddie food?
It's your baby brain.
It is my baby brain. That's what
you're
it is.
You're making daddy errors.
I'm making daddy errors. Making daddy errors. I'm not sure I love the phrase.
Daddy errors.
But I'm going to stick with it.
Daddy Errors is my DJ name.
Is it?
Big Daddy Errors in the house.
How is that spelled? Daddy Errors.
It's spelled Errors.
Oh, Big Daddy Errors. The Big Daddy era, I think, really was the golden age of British wrestling. So around
really
the 1980s,
was.
I'd say.
It really was.
That was the Big Daddy era.
Giant haystacks.
The giant haystack, Shirley Crabtree.
Yep.
So
you've been buying things that are slightly, I mean, like frosted shreddies.
Infantilizing, maybe?
Yes.
Say they're slightly infantilizing prods?
What comfort of regressing?
Have you had some yet?
Yes.
And is it, how do you feel about it when you have them?
It's a lot of sugar that early in the morning.
It's a lot of sugar.
I had to put a lot of Himalayan pink salt on to counterbalance it.
I'm not sure that's making it more healthy.
Listen, mate, I felt fit as a fiddle.
And where's your sugar from? The Alps? K2?
Oh, I don't know. Where did the frosted, because it is frost.
It's real frost.
Oh, it's real frost.
It's real frost they put on there. It just so happens that at the top of the Himalayas, that frost is extremely sweet.
It's salty.
Yeah.
Oh.
The air is salty, the frost is sweet.
That's what they say.
Together we learn to read and write.
So do you say no to milk chocolate these days then?
Yeah, I don't really have milk chocolate. I mean,
You've moved away from milk chocolate.
Like, it takes me a long time to finish an Easter egg. Months.
I've heard that about you.
Months to finish an Easter egg it takes. Obviously,
I love Easter eggs.
If it's out there and it's about there, I'll munch it. But generally, I'm a dark chocolate man. It feels like you're not eating chocolate. You feel like you're doing something good for you. You know, like you think, oh, this is probably good.
Well, you just don't like it very much is what it sounds like.
What's that?
It feels like it's good for me. I'm not going to eat too much for it.
I still eat a whole bar of it, but I feel like it. There's something about it that feels richer and more nourishing. Is it, Emma's back in with
the Corsham team is nodding away here.
Can I just say,
absolute
by the way,
agreement.
For this, stay on the mic, because we enjoy talking to you, and you seem to know a lot more about the world than we do, which is true. It's not hard, but it's true. Go on.
Well, there is stuff apparently in dark chocolate that is supposed to be healthier.
Yeah.
The pink salt is like unsure, like the chemicals
it's
aren't actually
vibe.
Any better.
It's pink. Yeah. It's a flash in the pan, isn't it?
It's very, if you're sort of...
If you cook it that way.
Too right.
If you bloody cook it
that
way.
If you dush it that way, mate. If you dush it into the wok hard enough, pow. But... It's very much the sort of thing that if you are a little bit feeble-minded, which I am, you might go, oh, I'm actually doing something good here by having Himalayan pink salt.
And I believe, the dark chocolate is less sugary for a start, and it's also got some antioxidants, I'm sure.
This is great. It's basically a health food snack, isn't it?
There's caffeine in it, though.
What?
In dark chocolate.
Do you know what? I tell you what.
Like, not masses, but there is a bit. I always get people going... When I say I don't drink caffeine, they go, oh, but you have chocolate. And I go, is that?
Well,
you noticed it.
Who are these cunts?
Yeah, get those. Right, bring those bastards in here.
Yeah.
And we'll really work them over with a 2x4.
A 2x4 of dairy milk.
A 2x4 of dairy milk, exactly, yeah.
Which is a weekend.
It's an afternoon.
That's a weekend bar.
It's an afternoon.
No, I think that's I think that's interesting, because when I go to bed after eating a bar of chocolate, I'm wide awake like a drugs person. I'm gurning.
That's the drugs that you do after the chocolate.
A little bit of Mandy, though. That's not going to hurt anyone, is it?
It's an evening drug. Come on.
Mandy's, I sprinkle that on my breakfast in the morning, a little bit.
That's your frost on your
Mandy,
face.
Mandy is
Can
very
I
much
put
my
a bit
Himalayan
of frost
pink
on your shreddies? My DJ ear is... That's my DJ Era's catchphrase.
Big Daddy Era.
Big Daddy Era says, can I put a bit of frost on your shreddies?
That's not a bad catchphrase for a DJ.
Can I put a bit of frost on your shreddies? I'm Big Daddy Era.
I like Big Daddy Era. That's good. It's good, isn't it?
Big Daddy Era's great. It's really grown on me over the course of the last 2 minutes.
It's not bad. I don't know what my vibe is.
What sort of stuff?
Phrases.
What kind of stuff would you be playing? I'm assuming Rare Grooves.
Some kind of Rare Grooves and Fat Beats, I guess, and somewhere between everything between the two.
Oh, nice.
Lots of mistakes, though.
But deliberate. Yeah. Can you make a deliberate mistake? Don't look at me that way. It was an honest mistake. It was deliberate.
You're playing the song Honest Mistake?
I did that on purpose. Put some frost on your shreddies. Bam, 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 bam. And then off you go into the night.
Oh,
that's the end of the show.
That's the end of my set. It's a short set. It's a short set, but it's an effective one.
Who did Honest Mistake? Who was it?
Killers? No?
No.
I thought it was Killers.
Could have been the Bravery.
It was honest mistake.
I was thinking it was Natalie Imbruglia, but that's a big mistake. But either way, you're playing them all.
If it's got mistake in it, I'm playing it. They do that quite a lot in... let me get this right, because I'm going to sound old.
The Hammer.
Oh, no.
Okay, sorry.
Because so far you've sounded
Bravery,
so young.
Yeah. It was the Bravery.
They do it quite a lot in... Is it grime? Well, like Slow Tie and people like that, where they start a track and then they go, no, cut it. And then they stop and it grinds to a halt.
We talked about this the other day. Yeah, when I went to a grime night, this will happen, that people they'll start a song and they'll either not be feeling it or the crowd won't be feeling it. They'll just stop
it
and off they go.
Again.
And this is what you do as well. That's what a DJ does.
That's
so
why
DJ Big Daddy Era. He'll start playing a bit of the Bravery and go, I've misjudged
it. Cut. Yeah. And then I'll say my catchphrase, and then I'll do 4 beats and then finish.
Give us your beats again.
So can I get some frost on my shreddies? Happy wedding, Tony and Claire. Thanks for booking me. Mic drop, I'm out.
So you play... A little bit of a song, and if you aren't immediately
I play
dancing,
a little bit of a
you're
song,
playing on the set.
I play a little bit of a song that's got the word mistake in it, then I cut it halfway through, do my catchphrase, 5 beats, and then I'm out.
That's really good. I like the idea
I'm
of
a novelty act.
I mean, there's a lot of novelty to it.
Thank you.
What are you charging?
Thank you. Can I put that on my advert?
No, of course you can. What are you charging for a wedding?
Oh, upwards of 50 quid and some buffet.
Oh, you get to get on the... What, but surely if you've gone, I'm out of here. and you're over by the Vodafone in a second.
He's got a plate ready. He's plated up pre-DJ set so he could eat it on his way to the car.
I went to a wedding a few years ago and they said the buffet's open and I was straight to the buffet.
First one
there, and then I heard the guy who was announcing the buffet was open saying, "There's only one stipulation. You've got to make sure that Tom and Ellie get served first." And Charlie and I were already there at the buffet. We already had a half a plate. We had to go and hide it under the table.
Buffet rules. My wife is like unapologetically will heap her plate as high as it can go.
And I think that's the way you've got to do it on a buffet.
Yeah.
I small plate and go back, but it is a mistake.
Yeah.
I always realise it's a mistake.
Especially if there's a queue.
It's a what?
It's an honest mistake.
Can I get some frost on my shreddies? Bam, 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 bam. Happy birthday, Sharon.
there he is.
So that's your tactic.
Off to get some mini fish and chips.
So that's your tactic.
Because a Chinese buffet, and I think that those are different. But I've made the mistake before where you go like, "Oh, I love these," so I put a load on, and I get back to my and I'm like, because it's a Chinese buffet, they're generally like, "This is not a good version of prawn toast or whatever."
Hang on, Chinese buffet, as in like an all you can eat.
Yeah,
but that will keep getting replenished, won't it?
Yes.
So if anything, you've got your tactics arse about face there.
Yeah. Totally.
You should employ your wedding tactics at a Chinese buffet.
But then hold on.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the old saying.
Go wedding at a Chinese, go Chinese at a wedding.
Go Chinese at a wedding.
Well, actually, that's not actually the first bit I agree with.
Go Dutch on a first date.
It's always go Dutch on a first date. Yeah.
Go Chinese at a wedding and go Dutch on a first date. Do the Dutch have buffets?
The thing is, you could...
If you are a Dutch person who's enjoyed a buffet, don't forget to get in contact.
Please email in.
Pappy'sflatshare@gmail.com.
You could look at it this way. What you're doing is you're getting a little bit of a taste of what's good. And then you go, okay, when I go back.
At a Chinese buffet.
At a normal buffet. Because what you don't want to do is put five things of something on your plate that you get, back.
I do agree with that.
You have the first one, you go, oh. And then you go, well, that's a waste.
You're hiding stuff under, yeah. And also people are going, oh, look, their eyes are too bigger. Their eyes are bigger than their stomach.
I went to a buffet and I got a big, big lump of cheese. It looked like a sort of cheese with chives in it.
Yeah.
Like big whack-off lump on the plate.
Beautiful.
First thing I did, bit into it, was butter.
I was going to say.
I really fucked that
buffet. I watched our friend Burkitt do that at Ben's sister's wedding, and it was such a treat.
You saw it happening.
I watched him at the cheese board.
You thought, oh, great.
I up this butter thing.
Gets you a live punking here.
Took a big, big slice, the size of a cheese slice, brought it back, put it on top of a cracker, bit into it. And I saw the whole thing play out. Absolutely delightful. Whispered in his ear. It's butter, that is, isn't it? He went, yeah. I said, you're going to keep eating it? He was like, yeah.
What? Yeah, I've got to.
Yep.
No. Committed.
Hey, mate.
I don't mind it, though.
You've got to finish your butter.
Bit of butter. Big bit of butter.
I mean, that essentially kind of what cheese is, isn't it?
Is it? Is I mean, cheese...
Don't hold me to it. I can see the mics going up to Emma Gordon's mouth.
Producer Emma, is cheese butter? My wife thinks cheese and butter are the same thing, which is why if we have a cheese sandwich, she'll never have butter on the
Clarkie
bread.
Is Clarkie your wife?
Did I say my wife? I meant Clarkie. Third time it's happened today. Charlie thinks, she says, if I'm going to have a cheese sandwich, no butter on it because, and I quote, they're the same thing. Let's find out. Producer Emma.
Well, they're made from the same ingredients, but they're different process. So cheese is like fermented, well, it's... aged.
Cheese has got rennet in it, hasn't it? And
some of the parmesan.
We were looking for more authority there, Emma.
I think this is
Our fact checker, and you came at that with like is it fermented?
But the word fermented is the one I'm not sure of because fermented more was alcohol. Like, yeah.
Is there an alcoholic aged cheese?
Ooh,
email in.
No, don't email in. Right,
booze cheese.
Send us booze cheese.
I would love to have some booze cheese.
Isn't that Clarkie's DJ name?
DJ Booze Cheese.
I come on straight after.
Yeah.
You play a bit of Chesney Hawks, you're pissed out of your mind. DJ Booze Cheese, Venger Bus is coming. I love it. DJ Booze Cheese.
DJ Booze Cheese delivers as well, like 2 hours of music, whereas Daddy Errors, he's very much the novelty. He's the
Daddy Errors, I'm sorry, for 50 quid in the buffet, you're throwing good money after bad. Clarkie's willing to do it for the bar.
Yeah, but the problem is you have to pick up his bar
cheese,
tab.
Of course.
That's the problem. The cheese. You have to pick up the booze tab. When you've booked DJ Booze Cheese, you're paying for his bar tab.
Yeah, and it's always surprisingly high.
I tell you what...
As is DJ Booze Cheese. He was.
DJ Surprisingly High is me, who's just eaten a load of Frosties with MDMA on them.
I put Frost on your dreadies. DJ
Surprisingly High.
Too early for Surprisingly High.
Struggling to find the stage.
It's 11 a.m.
He's got his arms around DJ Booze Cheese. He's telling him how much he loves him. I know I don't always show it, DJ Booze Cheese, but you are a good looking man.
What a bill.
What a strong bill.
And Strong Bill, he's the booker.
DJ Strong Bill. DJ Strong Bill is actually a pelican who's learned how to DJ.
What?
He keeps his...
I thought I was the only novelty act on the bill. Bloody hell.
He keeps his records in the little floppy bit of his beak.
He's a cartoon.
No, he's not a cartoon. He's a real pelican that we've put records in his beak because it's a Strong Bill.
Clarky.
DJ Strong Bill.
Is a pelican's bill big enough to fit a record in?
Yes.
There it is!
Oh, my God. What a great gift. Now...
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm not 100% with Charlie on that, but I will say that.
By the way, 100% with Charlie is what DJ Surprisingly High is on.
My partner does. She puts butter and mayonnaise on some sandwiches, and I always think that's crazy. I think one or the other.
I think mayo on sandwiches. Mayo. This whole idea that we need mayo on sandwiches is absolutely the. It's
mayo
the,
on sandwiches is my favourite podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really?
Kermode mayo on sandwiches.
Yeah. It's an absolute treat.
Mayo on sandwiches.
Taken very seriously.
It is the death knell of the buffet. If
what?
You get to a sandwich, a cheese sandwich with mayo, what the fucking hell are you playing at, you daft cunt?
I put mayo in pretty much every sandwich I make.
Are you joking?
No, we not at all. Mayo and mustard.
Mustard
the
is
combo.
Fine.
Oh, it's
mayo,
heavenly.
It's too strong. I don't like it.
Mayo's going into my sandwiches.
I'm not a mayo.
All day.
There we
is
go.
Is it?
I don't like mayo.
There's a clear divide on this podcast.
I don't like mayo.
Oh, no. I like her mode.
I would never in a million years.
Oh, butter and mayo in a sandwich.
Will you? Yeah, butter, mayo, mustard.
Sometimes I'll just mayo, but sometimes I'll butter and mayo.
What kind of sandwich are we talking here? You're making me a sandwich, Parry.
Am I?
I'm coming to your house.
Okay.
You're making me a sandwich.
Yes.
What's your, like...
I mean, if there's a bit of salad going into the sandwich, then you're definitely getting mayo. Yeah. If it's a breakfast sandwich, which is probably my favourite type of sandwich,
sure.
Then you're not going to have mayo in there.
Yeah, that's fair. I wouldn't put... Yeah, you're
so
right
So you're not
there.
Putting mayo in a bacon sandwich, you're not no. putting mayo in a sausage sandwich, no, you're not putting mayo in an egg sandwich. I think that's all fair enough. Would you put... in an egg sandwich, you put, like, chilli jam?
In an egg sandwich?
Yeah.
No way.
What are you putting in an
I'm
egg
not,
sandwich?
I'm not a big fan of the fancy stuff.
What are you putting in the egg sandwich? Egg and that's it.
Egg butter.
Egg butter.
Egg butter.
Ooh, egg butter.
I mean, that's almost as good as booze cheese.
I think booze cheese is better than egg butter by a long fucking chalk, mate.
But let's have a Twitter poll.
Let's have a Twitter
poll. Would you rather have booze cheese or egg butter?
It's going out to the nation.
Is there egg in butter?
Excuse me? No, right. I don't think so.
Okay.
So egg, but what do you want, booze cheese or egg butter? You've got to have one of the two. It's got to be booze cheese. Who are these lunatics picking egg butter?
I'll be honest with you, both of them sound extremely appealing to me.
Really?
Yes.
They're making me feel really hungry.
I'm a dairy kind of guy. I love dairy.
Have you ever tried to be vegan? Because I know you're vegetarian. Have you ever tried to be vegan?
Never tried to be vegan. And, you know, increasingly you kind of know that it's you should be giving it a go.
Yes.
But I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I might do vegan.
What's
I don't know if we've talked about that before, but vegans eat egg.
Right. Okay.
And nothing else.
Nothing else. You're going to be absolutely bound, mate.
No. vegans eat eggs, but don't eat any other animal produce. So that's kind of one way to go.
It's one way to go. Yeah. I mean, that's So what you're cutting out all the cattle farming, dairy farming type stuff.
Yes.
No cheese.
Booze cheese is out.
You can do booze vegan cheese.
Booze vegan cheese.
Yeah.
Less catchy title.
Yeah.
Vegan booze cheese.
Oh, hello.
flip a couple of the words around. This is why we do this. We've got to workshop these ideas. We can't just launch them to the public.
Good point.
DJ vegan booze cheese.
A buffet, I must admit, as a veggie, is
you
one
say
of
mustard?
There's only a few places.
Have you ever worn a mustard mitt?
What?
It's a glove full of mustard.
Oh, no. Have you?
No. I'm sorry, I think I've gone insane with hunger. I'm going to eat a banana.
Okay. A buffet is one of the places that I do miss. I feel like I miss out being a veggie. There's not a lot of places. Like in a curry house, I don't. In a Chinese, I don't. The two places I really feel being a veggie is fish and chip shop and buffets.
Ooh, well,
buffets at weddings.
The two times I've broken my... I'm pescatarian. I don't eat meat. But the two times I've broken that have been accidentally at the two the last two buffets I've been to. Because one, the chicken nuggets were labelled as vegetarian. I took a bite into them and I was like, this is definitely not a veggie chicken nugget.
This is great.
And next to them was some meatballs. Took a bite into that.
Oh, two for two.
So I had chicken nugget and meatballs.
What
were
the meatballs?
What was that?
It feels like meatballs, you should have known what was coming there.
No, but the thing is, plant-based meat substitutes are very, very accurate now, especially if you don't taste meat a lot. But I tasted it and went, oh no, that's definitely meat. And then the next buffet I went to, spring rolls.
Yeah.
You always take a gamble on spring rolls. My brother was eating it and he was like, oh no, these are veggie. So I ate one. I was like, I think that's chicken. He's like, oh yeah, it might be chicken. So there we go.
Yeah, that's it. It's a gamble.
It's tricky for a buffet. Is tricky for a veggie. You're right. You do miss out on the good stuff.
I once went to a wedding with a hog roast, and the only veggie option was an applesauce bap.
I was at that wedding.
There you go.
I remember it very, very well.
Applesauce bap.
You can have the same thing that everyone else is having with the meat taken out, which is what a lot of people think vegetarian food is.
Yeah.
Just you know, that's not fair.
I actually quite enjoyed my applesauce bap.
Oh, there we go. The applesauce bap was nice, but
it's not enough.
It's not a filling enough meal for a day when you're going to spend most of the time drinking. That's the problem.
Yes. You need to pop some booze cheese in there.
You're really waiting for the cheese board to come out.
Yeah.
You know, you always see the veggies at a wedding. Whenever the extra stuff comes out, you know, around 10:30, they always rinse it because they've not been given quite enough. That goat's cheese tart, not quite enough.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Yep.
If you're having a wedding, Clarkie, any plans?
No, sir.
Emma, any plans?
No.
Well, we're already married, so it's no good here. You went pasties. That's classic.
Yes, pasties and then food vans.
Pasties and food vans. Food vans.
Is such a good...
Like a kebab van.
A pizza van and a fish and chip van.
Great.
Lush.
Choose between the two. We'll go to both.
They're not counting.
Yes,
they were though.
Lots of.
They were.
Were they counting? Did you get done? Did you get rumbles?
No, I didn't. But there, yeah. one of them wanted to leave, and they were like, you can't leave. People are still eating.
Yeah.
He was like, no one's paying though. I was like, yeah, because they prepaid for it. You can't just leave.
The guy didn't understand the arrangement.
Yeah, it was just like, I've had enough. It's like, no, mate, we haven't.
Bloody.
More fish and chips, please.
Get them there till 4 a.m.
That's what it feels like, doesn't it? It feels like Clark slightly held them to ransom. Was that pizza or fish and chips?
That was fish and chips.
Oh, come on. I tell you what, this
pizza guy was a ledge.
This is the thing with fish and chips. Fish and chip shops, right? Now, fish and chip shops close so early, don't they? I mean, they close at the same time normal shops close.
I always found the weird thing with fish and chip shops, close at lunchtime.
Do they?
Yeah, they like close and then they don't reopen till like 4 or something. So if you can't have fish and chips for lunch in a lot of places.
That's a magic to a good fish and chip shop, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Doesn't it feel like a special place, a fish and chip shop?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like there's an aura, it's not like anywhere else, and there's like a special aura to it. Obviously like the smell, the characters, there's a real fucking...
Our fish and chip shop, right? They've just replaced the classic signs with TV screens that sort of like a McDonald's, basically. Like with screens that... So if you walk in, the screens sort of change all the time. Like a different thing comes up. It's like, you can also buy fried chicken here or maybe have a Savoy. So all I want to know is, how much does cod and chips cost?
But you have to wait.
But you have to wait for it to go round.
To scroll through.
It's like if you're at a train station and it's on... You know, page 2 of the 2 pages.
Like teletext.
Is my stop there?
If I got banned, if I got banished, if it was like old school banished from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
I think that's the thing I would miss the most. I don't think you get it anywhere else. That a British chippy. That's like, I think it's the biggest thing I'd miss.
Have you ever been to, you
not
know...
Not my family.
You know...
Not my friends. Not my wife. A good old-fashioned chippy. Banished.
Banished.
What do you think you've done to be banished?
Well,
it's
not,
old school, isn't it?
Not being a good enough husband, son, and friend. Yeah. Where's Tom? He's in the chippy again.
Whoa.
He's not been home for weeks.
The smell. Home. I live in a chippy.
You live
they are great though. We used to when we used to go to our auntie's house, that was the only time we'd have fish and chips. But every time we went, we had fish and chips. So it made going really exciting
special.
Yeah. Which it was a really clever trick, I think, by my parents, because otherwise it wouldn't have been so much fun. But it was like, oh, we're going to Auntie E's house, we're getting our fish and chips, we lose our minds.
I mean, I did a gig last year with our friend Joey Page, and he said, look, Parry, I need someone to do this gig with me. It's in Deal. He said, look, it's a terrible gig. It's really weird.
Yeah.
The audience are really weird. Next door is the best fish and chips you'll ever have. I took the gig.
Yeah, I mean,
and he said, like, it's his third time of doing it. He said, I never really have a good time at this gig, but, oh, the fish and chips. And it's like, already in my head, I'm like, I'd go back and do Deal. That's a really fucking good chip shop.
Absolutely. We would always struggle to sell in Bath, but my God, the burger place over the road from the Rondo.
Yeah.
We never really had an audience there. We had one night we played in Bath and we thought, oh my God, it's a full house. And it's because they'd sold all the tickets to like a group of
foreign exchange
students who didn't speak any English. So I had to watch a 2-hour comedy show.
We had bizarre bits of laughter where they'd find something funny that normally a crowd wouldn't particularly go with.
Largely our humiliation, I think, is the main thing they found funny. But it was the best reception we ever got at the end of the gig.
They were all stood outside waiting
to
clap us again?
To give us a round of applause.
As
and
we
then
went into the burger place.
Chase the car, yeah. They waited for us. We got our burgers, sat in the car, started to drive off. And they will chase the car down the street.
Shouting refund. What is refund?
I don't speak refund. I don't speak. Were they Welsh?
Probably.
Could have been. So, but yeah, very, very much so. Our gig coming up at the Moth Club.
Of course, 3rd of Feb.
I said, do you want to do a gig at the Moth Club? And you said, yes, because there's a nice vegan fish and chip shop next door.
And fried chicken, there's 2, yeah.
So you're doing, what's...
I'm going to do the doubler.
What are you going to do before? What's your pre-gig
meal? Pre-fish and chips.
Pre-fish and chips?
Yeah.
Now, I always find fish and chips too heavy as a pre.
Yes, but chips. You're prioritising the gig. It's like, I don't want to finish the night on a big fish and chips. I want to finish the night on a really nice vegan chicken burger.
Yeah.
So the gig will suffer, but it's good food. Good,
but
honest
do
food.
Do come along, you guys.
Do come along. You've got to see a Flatshare Slam Down live, especially when Parry has a full belly.
And be fair when you do.
Be fair in 2020, guys. You've got to be fair, yeah. House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat. House
meeting. Well, there we go.
There we go. If you've been affected by any of the issues in today's podcast, don't forget to email us at pappysflatshare@gmail.com. And I guess we'll have to do a Twitter poll. What would you prefer, egg butter or booze cheese?
The big question.
It's the biggest question that's ever been
asked
in podcasting.
We're not afraid to answer the big questions, and we continue to do so.
Yeah, we're not afraid to tackle the thorny issues of the day. Do you want booze cheese? Do you want egg butter?
And you can let us know your choice by going on iTunes and leaving us a review. 5 stars will do it. Yes. And then just simply two words, booze cheese or egg butter.
Perfect. It is the most important vote in recent history.
So just slip Absolutely on the five right. stars and then let us know.
Absolutely right. And don't forget, we've got the live show coming up on the 3rd of February. Do come along and see us there. That should be good fun. And most of all, have a wonderful time, whatever you get up to this week.
Be fair, is I think.
Be fair in 2020. You've got to be fair in 2020.
Be fair in 2020, guys.
And this episode was produced by the wonderful Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Corsham team.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for.
Well.
The Patreon Neighborhood Watch.
I'm on my own, but face the facts, I'm happy because I'm not with Jane Jacks. I'm with friends, I'm having my fill because I'm hanging out with James Joe Powdrill.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing football, gonna score some goals, because that's because I'm with Gareth Knowles.
I'm in the kitchen, I'm using a spatula. Fuck you, Rob Bachelor. I bought some new trousers, they're a spangling. And I'm hanging out with Catriona Anglin.
I'm going to go to the loo, sit on the can. That's because I'm with Harry Saban.
And that concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Didn't play to your strengths, that one, Clark.
No, do you know what? It was. I thought that actually was our strongest one we've ever done.
Certainly for two of us.
Certainly for... No, you know what? I thought Clarky did a lovely job. And... as a result, I'd love to hear them again. Clarky.
I think we're okay to say.
Atty's
roll
Clarky.
Call is concluded.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.